Todd Martin's days on the professional tennis circuit are behind him, but the East Lansing native has launched a new phase of his career that's keeping him active with the sport he loves. Current state Scott Pohl is here with more on Todd Martin's new job. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Todd Martin is one of the greatest athletes the Lansing area has ever produced, rising as high as number 4 in the world rankings, winning his way to the finals of 2 Grand Slam tournaments, and playing on the U.S. Davis Cup team that won the championship in 1995. In September, he became CEO of the International Tennis Hall of Fame and Museum in Newport, Rhode Island. I talked with Todd Martin this week about what appeals to him about running the Tennis Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame, I've had a good relationship with the Hall of Fame for years, and have spent plenty of time up here and am friends with my predecessor and the chairman historically. So I've always looked at the Hall of Fame and said it's an amazing physical campus and has tremendous potential in just, let's call it, the real world and on the ground. But then I also feel like it's under-leveraged, and the history of the sport has a tremendous opportunity to influence the future of the sport and the progression or the progress of the sport globally. And that, you know, I look at that as a huge challenge and as a tremendous opportunity, both as an organization and as an individual. And then selfishly, I looked at it and said, there are very few opportunities in our sport to influence the sport. And being the stewards of the history of the sport is a very important responsibility, and one that I feel I can have an impact on the game that I grew up loving and just, I don't wear white shorts to work anymore.
I visited the Tennis Hall of Fame in Newport, Rhode Island a number of years ago. It's a beautiful facility. I wanted to ask you, though, to compare it to other Halls of Fame, if you can, because I suspect a lot of our listeners have never been to Newport, never been to the Tennis Hall of Fame, but maybe they've been to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown or the NFL Hall in Canton, Ohio. How would you compare the Tennis Hall of Fame to other halls that people may have attended if they've never been to Newport?
Well, it's similar to most in that we center our presence around the legends of the game, and we all preserve in one way or another the history of our sports. I believe that some of the other Halls of Fame have a greater focus on the actual Hall of Famers as opposed to the literal history of their sports. I like that about the Tennis Hall of Fame, but I also enjoy going to the others to learn about those that I grew up watching play the game. And then I think the biggest difference between us and Pro Football Hall of Fame or Baseball Hall of Fame and some others is the fact that we're a global sport, and we are responsible for the history of that global sport and the legends of the game from all over the world, which is not that big of a challenge when you talk about who do we have exhibits about in within the museum. It's a bigger challenge when we talk about how do we promote ourselves and to the sports population, right? The fan base that we can draw upon, and obviously tennis is a less prominent sport than the major American team sports, and you know the last sort of important thing to mention is that Halls of Fame are really an American concept, so trying to promote it internationally is both a great opportunity, a huge challenge, and an uphill battle because most countries around the world are not so focused on that. And I don't know why that is, because you would think the old country would be much more inclined to remember and celebrate history than us newbies over here in the U.S.
We're talking with Todd Martin, who grew up in East Lansing, and Todd is now CEO of the Tennis Hall of Fame in Newport, Rhode Island. Todd, I understand the hall is undergoing some major renovations, possibly even is shut down for a time during that work. Is that right?
Yes. So we have two of our major components of our business are closed as we speak, the museum and our tennis club. We have a $15.7 million capital project going on. $3 million of that will be dedicated to remodeling the museum so that we're telling a more coherent story about the history of the sport, and also updating it, being able to increase probably by about 70% the number of artifacts that we have on display, all within the same space. But it was in need of some updating, and this is really exciting. And one of the ways we will be updating is by adding a fair level of technology. We'll have a holographic theater and also just the interactivity of some of our displays. I think we'll capture youth and adult alike.
When might things reopen?
So our indoor tennis club will open in February, and then the museum will be back and ready for action on May 20.
Do you have personal favorite displays in the Tennis Hall of Fame?
I do. I have one that really sticks out to me, and that is it's an exhibit for Arthur Ashe. And I got to know Arthur a little bit before he passed away in the 90s, but I didn't know him well. And he and Stan Smith and some other guys from that era were guys that I didn't get to watch play a lot, but heard so much about that I couldn't help but look up to them. And so walking through the museum, it's pretty prominent, and we have Arthur's passport from when he was a Davis Cup team member. We have a letter he wrote to Frank DeFord upon his retirement, and it was so humble, asking Frank to not become distant. He's enjoyed working with him, and hope you'll call on me as we go. A letter from Martin Luther King to Arthur, and a letter or a telegram from Jackie Robinson as well to Arthur, all with regard to his human rights stances through the years. It's a really special display.
I want to ask about a few other tennis-related items. First of all, bring us up to speed on how things are going with the local program you still run here in Michigan for the youth of the area.
Well, we've just gone through a name change. It's no longer the Todd Martin Development Fund. It's now Todd Martin Youth Leadership. There was a fundraiser just a few weeks ago that went pretty well. The program is doing better and better. We're constantly increasing the number of kids we serve and improving the quality of service that they're receiving.
I want to ask you about how much you're still playing tennis. I know that what they used to call the Seniors Golf Tours came through Michigan from time to time, so people are familiar with that. Maybe less familiar in this part of the country anyway is the Champions Tour. How much are you playing with the Champions Tennis Tour?
This year I only played a couple of times. I played once out near Phoenix, Arizona, on the the Power Shares Champion Series, which is an interesting format. There, four of us go to one city per night and play a mini tournament, semifinals and finals. And then I played in the senior doubles at the U.S. Open this year. And you know, that will continue to reduce. You know, at my most active post-playing senior career, if you will, I probably played five to seven times a year. And now it's, you know, it was two this year. I don't know if it'll be any next year. It's my time is much more limited, and my body continues to be less willing.
You've done some coaching in recent years, too, working with top-level players like Marty Fish and Novak Djokovic. Are you still doing any coaching?
I do not do any coaching currently, and I won't for the foreseeable future. The one thing I will do is if I see some kids up here in Newport that have a spark, I'll probably try to get on the court a little bit with them to try to provide some counsel. My work commitments are significant at this point in time, and don't want to distract myself from what I'm really supposed to be doing. So out of the office work will be limited and more on a more when I'm moved by somebody else's commitment.
I have one final question about the Hall, and that has to do with your contemporaries who are in the Hall, people like Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi. Is there some little part of you that's a little jealous of those guys when you walk by their displays in the Hall?
Well, I've had 24 years worth of coming to grips with those guys being better than me, so I'm pretty secure with that. You know, I still marvel at what they accomplished. I can't stand that they beat me as many times as they did. But at the same time, you know, I think we're all, you know, we're all past our former, competitive existence in that respect. And, you know, I look forward to it because I know I've got a better chance of seeing some of my old buddies being here than I did if I were still in Florida, you know, doing my own thing.
East Lansing native Todd Martin had a stellar tennis career and is now CEO of the Tennis Hall of Fame in Newport, Rhode Island. Great catching up with you, Todd. Thank you.
Scott, it's a pleasure. Thanks for the call.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.